Yes, that was a hard decision. That was of, yes, it was, that was personal, but not personal bitterness or any personal emotion.
Well, it was hardly about personal admiration, was it? You caused John McCain a great deal of political trouble, all based on a private, confidential conversation.
That was a conversation, in case your viewers don't know about it, during a dinner before the inauguration in 2001, when John McCain, in the presence of a group of friends, talked about how he did not vote for George Bush in 2000, and how dangerous George Bush was for the country. And the reason why I decided after 7.5 years to write about it is because I hope the media would understand why we loved John McCain in 2000. This is a man who abhorred George Bush so much he couldn't even vote for him, and how different the John McCain of 2008 is.
How would you feel if somebody dredged up some deeply confidential and private comment you'd made to them as a friend many years before? A statement that you couldn't verify as being true or false one way or the other. How would you feel about
that? Well, there were a lot of people present, and this was not something that John McCain just told us at the dinner. That was something he had told a lot of people.
But John McCain denies its truth. He says that it's not true that he didn't vote for
George Bush. Another indication of how different the John McCain of today is, how the truth doesn't really mean anything to him anymore. Well, there were other people at the dinner.
If I may, that's your view. It may be that John McCain was showing off at that dinner party. He knew he was surrounded by people who were no great friends admirers of George Bush. He decided to impress you by saying he hadn't voted for Bush. You don't know whether it's true or not. The fact is, it was private.
How would you feel if somebody lied about who they voted for, one way or another, either lying there or lying now? Would you think that's a quality of leadership?
But the point is, this wasn't in the public domain. I put it to you, in your long career at the social apex of Washington. As a socialite, he was identified with the Republican Party, now identified with liberal causes. You've probably said many things in private that were indiscreet that you might now regard as deeply embarrassing.
Look at what is at stake right now. If John McCain wins, this would be a real tragedy for America that we cannot afford. America cannot afford another 4 years of George Bush. If there's anything I can do, anything at all, in telling the truth, to make this less likely, I will do it.